you slept with another man?
Yeah.
That's going to be clipped out of context for sure. That's so good.
Well, it was
How long did you have to do that?
I don't know, like 6 months, a year.
Oh my God. And, sounds miserable.
Well, no, it's fine.
Hello, guys. Welcome to episode 53 of the Steak and Eggs podcast. I'm Emmy, and I'm here with my friends, Asmin and Techie.
And Nick.
And we were supposed to have Nick today. Unfortunately, he's not feeling too well. He said he struggled through his stream today and he needed to get some rest, but maybe next week.
How is it that people still have allergies? Because I was saying this, right? It's like,
oh my God.
How, because like you would think, right? It's like, oh my God, like now this tree is active and I'm dying. Like, wouldn't that person have been removed from the gene pool like 3 million years ago? How does this keep happening? What the fuck are allergies? This is crazy.
Yeah, maybe if we all lived more like you, like through exposure therapy, allergies would be gone from the human race.
Well, I told you, I'm a few steps ahead, okay? Yeah. Well, I used to get allergies whenever I was a little kid, and then it went away.
The worst thing is, I had so much that I was ready to ask him, man. I was about to ask him the most uncomfortable shit. I was
going
to
make it.
Well, I'm not going to say.
No, like, just,
he needs
say,
to come
just,
on.
Say, just say one.
No, I
just
won't.
Just say one.
Which toe is your favorite?
I was
going
to ask, how is it being a man with 3 girlfriends? And just getting him to talk about that lifestyle.
He would say it's great. He doesn't give a fuck.
My whole goal is to make him give a fuck. Just to ask him, we can't talk about that. That's all I wanted to do.
Well, maybe next week.
Yeah. I was going to give him spicy wings and I was going to ask him who are the 3 most overrated streamers.
That'd be exciting.
Right? That's a good one. But I want to talk about something way more important than that.
What's that?
Undertale, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I started Asmin playing finally the game. Tried it.
Dude,
finally.
I chilled in your chat the whole time you played yesterday with 98 people on a voice call in my Discord watching.
Did they like it?
They loved it, man.
Really?
It was so good. That shit changed my life.
Such a good game.
It changed your life.
Now, what can I talk about? What can I not talk about for the game? Because I want to talk about something that he did. Because
well,
he's already
I mean,
done.
Just,
I can talk about
well,
what he could have done.
I just want to know what you thought so far.
Yeah,
sure. You've played like 2 hours. Where are you up to? What just happened?
I went to a little town and then I went on a date with a skeleton. His name was Papyrus.
What'd you think?
I thought it was funny. It was. It was good. Like I've thought the game has been really actually pretty good. I've enjoyed it. I thought it was going to be stupid, to be honest with you.
I mean, it is stupid.
I think
it'd be like a bad kind of stupid.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You were, fighting Flowey and you were like, this is why I said this is a game for vegans.
Yeah. And then the flower turned evil. I said, okay, all right, this is some real shit.
Yep. So what do you think of Goat Mom?
Goat Mom?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, right? Is like you are probably, because like I didn't read chat at all during this.
I can tell.
Yep, that's right.
That's smart.
Yep. It was majorly XDD, Pepe laugh, he doesn't know, and no!
So I thought that I had to fight her in order to get past the door.
I mean, you do.
Yeah, but there was like, and like I got her pretty low, and I was like, well, maybe if I get her really low, there's like a, you know, like a shut the fuck up and, you know, get out of the way.
I thought the same thing when I first played it.
And then I killed her. And then, yeah. And I was like, oh shit. And then it's like, she was like, kneeling down, and then I'm like, oh, well, she just got injured, and then she just evaporates. So I was like, oops. Ooh, I didn't mean to do that.
God,
but
damn it, dude.
That's the way it goes. And then, so I immediately went up to her room to loot all of her stuff.
Yeah, where to loot?
And where's the loot at? And there's nothing, unfortunately. I was pretty sad about that.
So fucked up.
It was really fucked up. I'll tell you though, my dad watched it, and he said, it's like, man, I gotta tell you. The one with the brother and sister was way more interesting. I was like, I see what you mean.
Yeah. The Governor Annie Lele was so good.
I've enjoyed it. And I like, it's kind of interesting to play a game like Undertale because I feel like it kind of inspired a lot of those games.
Yeah.
And I tried it out and it was really fun. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite character yet?
Papyrus.
He's dope.
Yeah.
He's so fucking funny, man.
He's very interesting. He's good.
Yeah, there's a lot of other very good characters that you're going to meet. I think you're 2.5 hours in, so you're about 30% done.
Yeah.
It's a very short game with your first playthrough.
Right.
I'm hoping you do all 3 playthroughs.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the reason why I like Undertale is because, like, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yes. Any outcome you want, you can do. So, is it, you know what I'm going to try to say here? Can I say it? I'm going to say it. You know, you're tracking that you didn't have to kill her.
Well, I gathered that.
Okay.
From
yeah, you don't, okay, but they yeah. intentionally designed it so you probably will kill her on accident.
Yeah.
I didn't. I'll just say it. I did not kill her.
What did you do?
You want me to tell you?
Well, I mean, I'm, yeah.
I refused. I was just like, nope, spare the whole time. I didn't hear, like, I don't think anybody hit her a single time.
Really?
Just spare. And I would, even when I were to hit, I would make sure it wasn't the middle hit.
Yeah,
to make
yeah.
sure it didn't crit. Because like, I just was not going to do that at all. That shit was hard, bro. Watching you kill her, that was brutal, man.
Ah, man, that's just the way it is, you know? And also, like, here's the thing. She's trying to make me a fucking slave. She's trying to make me a slave.
She just wants you to be a good boy in the house.
Yeah. So if you kill her, it's like, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. I mean, she's trying to make you a slave. Trying to make you sit in there. Not be able to do anything.
Just like a real parent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She's just trying to protect you, man.
She knows what's best for you.
Man, when you picked up that toy knife... Oh, yeah. My God. I saw the bloodlust in your eyes.
Yeah. If I had to do it, I had to do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. I didn't even know what the hell I was doing.
I think the thing that really sucked was that the moment you killed her, I was like, oh, he's probably going to be fucked up about that.
Yeah.
Where's Did you actually loot? Feel bad?
Well, I mean, it wasn't the optimum outcome, but it's a fucking computer. Why the hell would I care? It's a video game.
No, you know, you've never had a tender video game moment.
Yeah,
where
you've
you...
never been sad about a video game.
Well, they
game
remind
character.
Me of things in real life, maybe, but do yeah. I ever feel sorry for a computer? No, I never feel sorry for a fucking computer. Like, I've thrown computers down the stairs in real life. Yeah. Like, I'm just, in this, I'm just messing with one of the characters.
Dude, I finally found another game that has like a dating simulator in it. Because I love those fucking games.
Oh, why?
Oh, my Lord.
Dude, it's called Orc Massage.
Okay, that's enough.
Dude. Okay, so I was on stream.
Wow, it has a dating simulator in it?
That's not the whole game? I feel like it is a dating simulator. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay. So the other day I was on stream. Mm-hmm. Somebody sent me a... I showed porn again on stream. Wow, it's like the eighth time. Didn't get banned. Yeah, they sent me this video of this game called Orc Massage. And you play this big old orc. You know, give this elf girl, these bird girls, these fucking mermaid girls right. a massage.
Yeah.
And then they fuck you.
Okay.
Right? So then...
Well, so like with the mermaid though, how does that work?
So her vagina is like in the front.
Okay.
And then she starts off by going like that with her
Oh,
with her boobs,
okay.
And
All right,
the,
that
and
makes
the massage
sense.
Probably fills up with water.
Got it. Okay.
Right? So I'm doing a playthrough right now off stream.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm recording it for YouTube.
You're recording it for YouTube.
Yeah. And then I'm going to... Because Markiplier did this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start doing hentai games off stream and then record it and see if I can upload them to YouTube without getting demonetized.
That's cute. It's like its own game in itself.
Yeah, I'm going to censor the living fuck out of it.
Yeah?
But it is so much fun. The game is terrible.
Yeah?
But the writing is so funny. Like, it's like, oh, whoops, my finger slipped in. Oh, damn, how'd I get here?
I guess you know what? Yeah, playing hentai games on stream would be really funny.
It would.
Yeah.
I wish can you do that on Kick or no?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to.
So you can
to.
Play porn games on Kick?
Why not?
With my contract, am I allowed to do that?
I don't know.
Well, wasn't there... I don't want to say who in case I'm wrong. Didn't someone stream porn on Kick?
Oh, Aiden Ross? Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah
it was
he did.
Him. Yeah, it was him.
He did.
Okay.
But he didn't do it. To be fair, it wasn't for that long. It was like for 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what do you do? When do you stream porn on?
Oh, it was like months ago.
Was it intentional or no?
Of course it was. Yeah. I mean, another guy got his dick sucked on the stream. It's not that big of a deal, right?
Dude, that's
I mean,
awesome.
Pulling up Pornhub's not that big of a thing.
Dude, why am I on Twitch, yeah. man? Dude, yeah. Kick would be insane.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely, bro.
If they ever took me off Twitch, I have so many great ideas.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a lot of really good ideas.
Dude, we need to get Trump on the podcast.
You think so?
Yep.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hello. 4-star General Tectone here to tell you about today's sponsor, War Thunder. Sir, yes, sir! Featuring over 2,500 tanks, planes, helicopters, and ships, War Thunder is the most comprehensive vehicle combat game ever, and it's available for free right now on PC and consoles. Join a community of over 70 million players and immerse yourself in PvP combat by piloting history's most powerful war machines. You'll be able to customize each item to your liking with a huge variety of camouflages, historical markings, and even community-created decorations. Speaking of camouflage, watch this.
Hey, Tectone. We gotta start the episode soon, man.
Sleep.
I learned combat tactics like that one by playing hours of War Thunder. Anyways, to jump into War Thunder for free yourself, check out our link in the description or in the pinned comment below. And there's even a massive bonus pack available for a limited time only. I'm talking premium vehicles, experience boost, 100,000 silver lions, and more. Thanks, War Thunder, for sponsoring our podcast.
Well, what, so you went over to UFC.
Yeah, I did.
You met Trump? Vivek.
No, Trump wasn't there. I mean, that makes sense because, yeah, Miz was saying that Trump's going to be there. But I was like, well, how is he going to be, like, sitting in the crowd, like, without, like, you know, being protected? So he wasn't there. I know he's been to events like that, though, but I don't know if he sits, like, in some special place or something. I have no idea.
Was that fun, UFC 300?
I liked it. It was really fucking cool in person.
Yeah. That was in Vegas, no?
Yeah, Vegas. Also into slap boxing.
Which one did you enjoy more?
I think overall, like for the average fight, I thought slap boxing was better.
Yeah.
But for the really good fights, UFC was better. Because some of the UFC fights are just like really short or like they're kind of like not really doing much, you know?
Dude, I think I would go full glass cannon build for slap boxing. Always go first. Hit him. And if I don't knock him out, I just quit.
Dude, for the last fight, one of the guys slapped the other guy so hard, you could see a chunk of his beard flew off.
His soul left his body.
he did get KO'd.
Because he slapped so hard his fucking hair came off?
He slapped him so hard his beard flew off. Like it was like that much beard. Like it was probably like 30 strands.
That's a lot.
What the fuck? That is insane.
Yeah.
Did you do the golden pig?
I did do the golden pig.
What the fuck is the golden pig?
This golden pig is a slot machine.
Oh, no. No.
Okay, so last time that we went to Vegas, this was for TwitchCon. And keep in mind, I never had done any kind of gambling in like Vegas or like slot machine, even online or like anything. And Techie's like, have to try the golden pig.
Bro,
and I'm like, what the fuck
this?
Is the golden pig?
You did
He's
this.
He's like, no, it's really fun. Just try it just once. Just try it, please. I'm telling you. I tried it. I love that golden pig fucking much. So it's this machine with this. It's like a Chinese reskinned slot machine.
Yeah.
So
if
like
the editor didn't put in a photo of the golden pig for this, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
It's called Rake and Bacon in America.
Rake and Bacon.
That's him.
Golden pig.
Yeah. So yeah, like in China, the pig is like a symbol of like wealth and prosperity.
And for me, it's a symbol of I lost $6,000.
Yeah, so like when you roll it, sometimes you get these coins and he'll eat the coins and he'll get fatter and eventually explode.
So how many of your coins did he eat?
A lot.
Dude, I lost $6,000 and I lost my credit card to this machine.
No, that's so bad.
It was crazy. When I go back to Vegas, and I will go back to Vegas, I'm spending it all on homeboy.
That is crazy. Like, y'all were dead.
When me and Techie went, they only had, like, the original, which is, like, the Chinese one. Yeah. They got the pirate pig now. There's a Greek one.
There's a
ancient Egypt pig. Mm. And there was also a pimp pig.
Jesus Christ.
You guys got a little purple top hat.
Dude, I need to go, man.
No, it's so bad. Gambling is bad. Do not try it. Tectone ruined my life.
Gambling's only bad if you're bad at it, right?
Like, Tectone ruined my life.
Yep. See, 98% of gamblers give up before their big wins. So I need to go back to Vegas and I need to beat
this
fucking pig.
That's actually true, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah, I do that with gacha games. Yep. It's like if I keep going until I win.
I've never seen
that.
Look
at the pig. Dude, go back. So look at the little pigs rolling around. There he goes. Oh, what a cute little pig. Oh, I love that little guy. Damn. Sorry, what were you saying about gacha?
It's just sad. It's just fucking sad, bro. Like, no way. What do you do? Oh, wow. That's a lot of money, to be fair. Holy shit.
Look at that.
So, did you win or did you lose?
Okay, so here's what happened.
You lost. Okay.
Yes.
So there it is. What a crazy surprise.
In my opinion, I don't think you lost. because the real winner were the memories we made along the way. And yeah. We'll always remember that golden pig. I will never forget that pig, ever. And you know, because when you go
into
games—
I won't forget getting a root canal. That doesn't mean it's a good thing.
No, you're a winner because now you're not in pain anymore. You see?
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm heading down that route, by the way. I have 13 cavities and I refuse to get them fixed.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing that. Dude, last time they fucking fucked
up. Well, they'll
up
get my- better. You know, they say you ignore your problems and they'll go away. And I did that with my teeth and they went away.
Okay, great. The problem is last time I went to the dentist, they fucked up my numbing and only half of my face went numb. And so I was trying to talk and they left the room and I couldn't. Then I had a fucking panic attack. And then I was trying to ask for help, but I couldn't just have my face. And I was Frankenstein, yeah. Bro. I leave the fucking dentist. I was fucking completely fucked up. I walked to a gas station. I just sit there. I played TFT.
What the
I lost every game.
Yeah, I bet.
But I didn't die. So that was cool. But yeah, we should go back to Vegas.
So what was it like? You met Vivek, right?
Oh yeah. And he actually remembered us.
Vivek
Ramaswamy. He was a Republican primary candidate for president of the United States. He lost and he endorsed Donald J. Trump.
Hey, we should get him on podcast.
Wait, you seen Squeaks' GTA role play?
Yeah.
He's role playing as him.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
But he was talking to, Miz went up to, introduce himself to him. They were talking for a while.
Yeah.
And then he asked, I don't remember, what the conversation was. He, asked, what I did. And I was I'm a streamer, blah, blah, blah. And Miz was like, oh, yeah, she does a podcast. You might remember it. And he was like, what podcast? And I was like, Steak and Eggs. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember talking to you guys.
That's cool.
Well, I don't think we've ever set up before, but
there was a possibility that he could have been on the podcast. And I mean, it seems like there might still be a possibility.
Yeah, well, what happened was he wanted us to come out to Ohio. And I was like, well, we can barely get Osmond to come up here.
I don't know.
No, but he said that he would 100% be down to do it remote. It'd be cooler if he came here, but I mean, he's a busy guy.
True.
He was running for president, you know? So it's an endeavor.
Yeah, but why don't we just bring Steak and Eggs to him?
I mean, there's a possibility, right? I mean, I'm sure there'll be a time that, everybody's in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
I think it'll be very exciting.
Yeah. That would be really good.
Else did you meet?
Dana White.
Okay.
The bald guy.
Yeah, bald guy.
Right.
Chris Pratt was there. Jared Leto. I didn't talk to him, though.
Okay.
Jared Leto?
Yeah.
Did he shit in your backpack?
No.
Did he give you a dead rat?
Yeah, okay. He did.
Wild. Oh, he did? Nice. Classic Leto.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of people there.
I didn't even know it was happening. I didn't see any of the streams for it or anything like
that.
It was
not hyped at all.
They were all on Rumble, right?
Yeah, and it was a pay-per-view outside of Rumble, I think.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Dude, speaking of really famous, super dope people who you had the opportunity of seeing, you know, Pokemon's in Austin right now, guys.
She's coming in soon.
Oh boy,
she's on a plane still.
She coming on Steak and Eggs?
Nope.
Cool, but
I didn't ask her because I think she doesn't like someone here. Might probably you.
That's probably me.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I mean, she wouldn't have time anyway.
Yeah, she's got a lot of stuff planned, right? I mean, you're doing a cosplay
stream with her. I'm doing two
streams
with her. Yep.
Holy shit. Wait, two? What's the second one?
Another cosplay one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, originally she said that she wanted to do one on mine, one on hers. And I was like, I'm totally down for that. But she ended up changing her mind.
Okay.
So.
There you go.
But we could also just, two birds, one stone, just bring a camera over to your house when you're doing that stream afterwards. We just do a quick little
man. It's girls only. Stay out.
Okay.
You want another? Yeah, I remember Miz went on the stream one time and people were unhappy about that, weren't they?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, it was when I was cosplaying with Arya, Saki, and Hyun, who are coming with Pokey again, and we were just hanging out cosplaying. We went to the kitchen after we made some One Piece food together, and then Miz, this is his house, by the way, keep that in mind, he comes upstairs and talks to us for 5 minutes, and apparently there were 100 people in chat fuck off, man, stop talking to them, get on the camera. Apparently it was, I didn't even see it, I didn't have chat open.
He broke the immersion, guys. That's what happened.
Isn't that every stream Miz goes on though, or no? Well, is it different?
I mean, I tell him, not all of it, like a big chunk of it's not, but a percent of it is his own viewers that do it because he always gives it attention.
Oh
not
my God.
Not all of it, like a percent of it, like maybe like not like 20%.
What the fuck?
Then the rest are people that are actually like fucking bad.
Yeah. What the fuck is this thing that he's doing on Twitter with like a group of people? Like what the? What, I saw like XQC has one of these of too.
Oh, a community?
These group, yeah, these communities
oh, a
on Twitter.
Twitter. Community?
Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
Make one.
Why?
Oh, because it'll be like, it's just like your Reddit, but it's on Twitter now.
Why would I do that?
Because you love Twitter.
I don't give a fuck.
You react to Twitter.
Why would I want to see that?
Well, because you'd have probably the biggest one on the platform.
Who oh, no, cares? You know what? It would be, no, it'd be good for you because then people could post stuff they're free to react to.
Yeah, just, it's free content. Why would you not?
Well, because the reason
look
why.
Look at the fucking picture of Daniel.
Oh, God. That is good. I don't know if I would do that.
You would.
I
and
would
it'd be
not.
Good content.
You'd I don't like think it would be funny.
This is one of those things where it's like you're getting slow, but like you're like behind the curve right now.
Yeah.
But you could just say, eh, fuck it, do it, and you'd like it.
Uh-huh.
It is one of those things. It's like Hazmat Hotel, you know?
I never saw that.
Well, it's like one of those things we're going to call cringe and they'll watch it and then they'll probably like it.
Sure.
Or Undertale.
I don't know.
Miz looks jacked there.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so.
Yeah, good for him, man.
So Chris Pratt was there. Holy shit. There's Sweet. That guy, yeah.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger was there too, but we didn't talk to him.
Oh, man. That's crazy. How the fuck? It was so like, I guess Rumble set that whole thing up, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of assuming that's what happened.
Yeah, I was
you
just along for the
Did you meet Mark Zuckerberg?
Ride. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't talk to him, but Miz talked to him.
I would have absolutely tried to talk. I would have asked him if he's a lizard.
Yep.
Because like, I feel like we got, yeah, let's like just ask him. Like, can you just be honest with me for like 1 minute? Are you a lizard or not?
I think that's so telling.
Just tell me the truth.
Dude, that's so telling of Miz Gibbs' character, how he went to a UFC show. Uploaded zero photos of the actual fight and
yeah.
only uploaded celebrity appearances. Did
and
he watch? Did he watch it at all?
The fights?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, there yeah. it is, dude. Damn. Holy.
I mean,
fuck.
He said himself it was mostly there for like networking and stuff.
I get that.
I was no, it was dude. The guys behind me. In the seats were like fucking screaming at the fighters, be like, I bet my house on you. You better win this shit. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, they were talking about how they bet like hundreds of thousands of dollars on these people. I was like, man, it's like that, huh?
That's awesome.
People love sports gambling. They really do. And it's funny to watch it happen because people waste all their money on it.
Yeah.
And then they're poor and they don't have a house anymore.
I used to win so much money on professional wrestling gambling.
Why would you gamble on something that you don't have control over?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
So I would bet people on the outcomes of professional wrestling matches that I already knew the outcome to. Because so a match would happen live and then the episode would play later, but I would act like
There's
I didn't see
no
it.
There's no way. Were people that stupid?
Yes.
Wow.
They were very
crazy.
Stupid. I used to make a fuck ton of money off that shit. It was for Friday's Night Smackdowns where they were recorded on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
That shit was dope, dude.
You don't watch UFC, do you?
No, but I would. But I don't know. It makes me very sad when people just actually try to hurt each other. It does. It makes me sad.
Well, they're doing
they
it for
get
fun.
Get hurt in the wrestling stuff you watch too.
Yeah, but they try really hard to not have that.
And to
happen.
Be fair, like they're doing it for money, actually.
That's fair.
So, like, it's not like they're really trying to hurt each other. They're just trying to make money. And if something bad happens in the process, it is what it is.
Here's why I find it so sad to watch.
Okay.
If anybody else wants to watch it, totally fine. And I will watch it on occasion. But the only thing I'm thinking is, there are people in this sport, not trying to villainize it whatsoever. I'm just very empathetic to these people who are in these fights and they know if they don't win this, like they're fucked for their life, right? And so they're there
well, that's
fighting.
Why people watch.
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they want to do.
Of course.
So if they brought back the Roman Colosseums, it would be more popular than the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine that if you knew that somebody there was going to die? Everybody
yeah,
would
I mean,
tune in
a lot
for
of
that.
People, a lot of people like that.
Everybody would watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's just like UFC fans, I guess. Speaking of UFC fans, everyone that I met was super nice, but there was this one moment that made me go like, oh. But I mean, it was probably just like the demographic, I guess. I was just kind of surprised. So for one of the final three fights, it was two women, and they were both from China. They're like the best like pro fighting women in the world, apparently.
Yeah.
And so after one of them won, she had her victory speech and she only spoke Chinese. So she had someone like translating for her. Mm-hmm. And one of the things she said, she was like, oh, it's been so nice being in America. Like, I love Americans. I feel like I've learned so much here. It's been amazing. You know, you guys are awesome. You guys
was
should-
she doing it for real or was it just for social credit?
No, yeah, she was. But then at the end, she was like, you guys should visit China. We have really good food. And then the crowd started booing her. And I was like, and then I looked around and I realized the only Asian people there were me and Mark Zuckerberg's wife. And I was like, wait, do they just not like us?
No.
Dang it.
Yeah, so we don't funny. Want to have that communism over here, brother. I tell you that.
Yeah, dude, I'm horrified of going to China, man. I literally think if I go there, I'm going to get fucking assassinated.
You think so?
Why would
off
you
so
get
many,
assassinated?
Because I pissed off so many Genshin gacha Impact. Companies.
Oh,
I probably
no.
caused these companies millions upon millions of dollars, especially Genshin Impact.
So like I got them to if they finally got you, that like it's like, okay, this is our one chance
yep.
to just to make things right.
Yep. It scares the fuck. It's clearly my paranoia.
Yeah.
I don't think they would, but there's that little bit inside me where it's like, but why wouldn't they? If
right.
they could just, you know, stomp that
if they
roach out.
If they could, yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they? And it sucks. I want to go to China so bad. I want to go to China. I want to go to Japan. I feel like it'd be so nice just to experience
there's
the culture.
There's some beautiful places in China.
I bet. I would probably hire so many security guards.
I would not go to China.
You should just be one of those white guys who gets paid to sit in expensive hotels to make them look more expensive.
Yeah. I am going to go to Japan because I want to go to Soapland. But yeah, I need to go there 100% before I turn 35. So the next 5 years.
My God, dude.
Or
he's
going
to go to
two.
Soapland.
Yeah, Soapland.
What's Soapland?
Oh, it's where a bunch of beautiful Japanese women soap themselves up and they rub themselves on you.
Right.
And
okay.
then if they like you, they'll fuck you.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy. Is that real?
That's real.
I don't think it's real.
That they like everyone for a price.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually,
$200
they
like.
They're like,
you.
Hey, he's got to look this way. Yeah, 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 we'll see. But yeah, that'd be dope, man. That'd be a crazy
stream.
As
long as you don't look like you have STDs.
Yeah. What is someone who.
Probably.
Name a streamer who looks like they have an STD. Don't do that.
So the truth is that you probably thought of like four people, right?
No, I thought of one.
Oh, I thought of like three.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't think
Wait,
of a single
I,
one.
I really want to know who you thought of.
Really?
Wait, are they on Twitch?
Yeah.
Oh, mine was somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, yeah, you want to add in those too. Now we're up to like five or six.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, we probably should not say that.
No, it's okay.
I'm a good boy and I don't start drama that much.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Kinship, brotherhood. Throughout time and antiquity, the building blocks of society have been based on democracy. Debate and compromise through peaceful deliberation, but sometimes there is no more powerful way to make a point
than a punch to the face! Club. There's no problem. A punch and solve. Don't fall. Don't stumble. Wish list now.
You know what we're
Let's
doing.
Do it.
Just land on Tectone and get him out.
Whatever that was.
No! Time to die, Emmy.
No! No!
Oh, oh.
No! I'm alive!
So Nicholas!
Help! Help!
Getting ping ponged. Tectone, please!
Oh my God.
Come on, go, baby!
Dude, speaking of drama.
Yeah?
I saw that you saw the 1-hour and 4-minute video of the…
Oh, fuck. Okay. So basically, yeah, there's a 1-hour and 16-minute video mm-hmm. that's like just a hate video about you. Is
no.
that right?
No.
No, it's not.
It's a guy
oh,
who
I didn't
watched
watch the whole
our
thing.
Podcast.
Yeah.
This one?
Yes, Steak and Eggs.
Oh.
And he wanted to give the perspective of what it would be like because he would always be like, so you heard about all the drama Tectone caused, right? You heard all the drama.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let everybody know all the drama I'm involved in is so petty. Nobody above fifth grade would actually give a fuck about it.
Yeah, well, that's still half of the Genshin Impact audience.
Of course, like it's so. Yeah. It's like meta things. Like
right.
barely any shit. Like I sure I cause shit, but These things that they're angry about are just like Mickey Mouse. Well, he said this character was good, but the character was bad. It's so fucking trivial. But yeah, he...
So it's a 1 hour video of him going through everything?
Every single drama.
Did you watch it on your stream?
I watched the whole thing.
I bet you did.
2.5 hours.
Wow.
And he was in chat the entire time.
Oh my Jesus. God.
And he watched and
so were you innocent? At the end?
Oh, I was completely innocent.
Oh, of course.
There was one issue that he had with me.
You wouldn't have watched it if you were guilty.
I watched it frame one.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay. No, I would have watched it regardless because then I would have debated it. Mm-hmm. But he did say that I was in the wrong for one area. And then I said, well, that's not exactly what happened. You have to understand from a content creator perspective why I would have reacted this way. And he was like, you know what? You're actually right.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah. But it was good, man.
Well, thank God that happened.
Yeah, I mean, what's crazy is... Me a year ago, me 2 years ago, yeah. I remember when these issues would like drive me fucking insane.
Yeah.
But now they're just so fucking funny.
I think that stuff's hilarious. I really do. I love it. I mean, I don't really get to, like, I'll watch, like, I think it's good because every time that there's like a new viral hate thread about me or like a, you know, like a tweet storm about it where like everybody's tweeting about how bad I am, I get to make another video about how I'm canceled.
Yep.
And so it's like free money, basically.
How much money, what do you think the most money you've ever made off of one of your videos was? But you haven't monetized, do you? Or do you?
So here's the truth.
Yeah.
My editors wanted me to stop talking about how much money they were making.
Yeah.
Or sorry, how much money I made because they were getting hate for it. So yeah, I don't say. Okay. But the videos do really well.
Great.
Yeah, they do great.
Do you give them, I can't remember, do you give them 100% rev split or no?
Depends on the channel.
Mm-hmm. As my gold clips. You know, I completely copied your clips channel.
Really? That's smart.
100%. This other dude called Mr. Pokey copied your clips channel.
Oh, yeah. He hosted me the other day.
Mr. Pokey?
Yeah, because I went back and I played the Honkai Star Rail 2.0 story. I didn't finish it, though.
Oh, shit. Where'd you get to?
I don't remember. Where you turn into the little guy and you go inside the gutter.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. It's fucking.
It's actually very good.
Oh,
yeah.
I just reinstalled the game the other day. Actually, yeah. I was gonna catch
it. I really enjoy it. But yeah, this other guy's editor, Mr. Pokey, completely copied your style.
Smart.
And so I said, I yoinked him.
Right. Yeah.
I said you should be my editor now. Do the same thing on my channel. So some other dude was attempting to steal your clips channel, and so I hired that guy.
That's
fucking
smart.
Awesome, dude. It's so much fun to watch that content. It's been really good.
Oh yeah, people get so mad about like the clips and like the videos. Like for example, like there's the new Star Wars game. Did you guys see the new Star Wars game?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it an Ubisoft game?
Yeah, it sucks. And so anyway, I've made like 3 or 4 videos about the fact that it sucks.
Which one is it? Which one is it?
So the game comes out, it's $70, right?
Yeah.
But you can pay for the low price of $110. You can play the game 3 days early and have day one DLC.
And that's always been insane to me.
It gets better. Yeah. It gets better. There's a $130 option as well. $130 USD.
And what does that do for you?
A couple of extra bits of bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a cosmetic. And so people were unhappy about that. And so I talked about it. Some Star Wars fans were upset that I complained about it.
I mean, people buy it anyway.
What was they the specific sure reason they were upset about?
The fact that it was me.
Okay.
That's usually the main problem.
Yeah.
Is anyone mad about you playing Undertale yet?
I'll have to check.
I've only seen positivity. And I mean this genuinely. Because like, I did actually see that you played the Honkai Star Rail event. And I was checking to see what your chat thought.
Oh, they hated it. And my YouTube video was like one of my least popular YouTube videos I've ever released. And everybody was saying that it's like, yeah, I would play this if I didn't have any self-respect or I'd rather suck my own dick or something
fair,
like that.
I would prefer doing that over many things.
Right, right. But, you know, that's where they are. And so they were pretty unhappy about it. I'll finish it. Might finish it today, actually.
Yeah. The Honkai Star Rail story?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's long.
Well, I mean, I got all night.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like long, long.
Well, if it, I mean,
yeah, because the 2.1 story took me 8 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I was like yapping. Like that was like...
I could expect that.
Yeah, I was yapping hard. It takes the majority of people like 4.5.
Okay.
But yeah, it was fucking awesome. But yeah, I mean, the video people were not excited about.
No, they weren't.
Yeah. The chat interaction seemed pretty good 30 minutes in.
Somebody got banned.
Do you actually ban the chat?
Yeah, I bet people constantly.
No, I know you do. But do you have other mods banning people or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how many mods you got?
What? I don't know. Like, I mean... Yeah, probably 10, 15? 10? Yeah, something like
only
that.
Only 10, 15 for your size?
I mean, I don't know. Like, sometimes they just come in there and they're like, hey, guys, I'm streaming. Go watch me instead.
How many mods do you have then? How many mods do you have? I have like 7.
I probably got like 30, 40.
What the fuck? That would drive me crazy.
30 or 40 mods?
No, but I tell them
that's
like, don't.
That's an army.
No, exactly. But I tell them, because I give mod to whoever, to be honest. I'm like, oh, you want mod? Here you go, man.
I used to do that. And then some people that had gotten mod that way were like trying to sell services. Like, if you want it unbanned,
yeah,
give me
$5. That's why I stopped modding so many people, because so many mods just speak, go like, they go like fucking insane. Have you not had mods like go insane?
No, I've had one mod.
What do you mean they went insane? What did they do?
I have so many insane mod stories.
Well, let's hear one.
Yeah, I had one mod who became a pedophile. That was annoying to deal
with. Oh, yeah. I've had that happen too.
It's like their final form.
Yeah, I know. And they were like,
it's just like a thing where like a lot of people like, I mean, being a mod isn't like a huge position of power, but like
some people think it is.
Yeah. Then like I had the same thing where like when I was like 18, 19, there were a lot of girls that watched me that were like 16, 17 or even 15. So one of my mods would just like go in my Discord and like, I mean, he got removed obviously immediately.
You
gotta
fish where the fish are.
I was like, oh man. But I had this one mod that was like pretty annoying for a while, like always trying to like get attention in chat. And this was when I was like a smaller streamer, like 1,000 to 2,000 viewers. And eventually he did something where I was like, yeah, I just don't think you should be a mod anymore. He wrote a 10-page Dunzo manifesto that was like the primary topic was how I was a bad person because I never invited my mods to play games off stream.
And it was written by a mod?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh God.
That's convenient.
Dude, that's the really annoying thing about being a content creator is when mods or like other content creators assume that because you say that you're cool with them, that you'll hang out and talk and play games all the time. When like, that's just like not the case, like at all.
Yeah, or it's like, I don't mind if people ask, you know, like if other content creators ask.
Yeah, you have no problem saying
no. I don't have like my mods really ask. My mods all now like kind of know like, it's like,
but
I like them, but like we're not friends, you know?
But before.
I mean, that specific mod never even asked me. And then he was pissed I never tried to hang out with him.
Yeah, so I mean, for mods, for me, it's been different, you know? Because like,
I've never had a bad experience with anyone ever.
I had another mod.
I feel like that's just like not true.
That
it actually is.
You've never had a bad experience with anyone ever.
No mod.
Okay, mod.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, of course. I mean,
yeah, like, I was about to say there's just like no fucking shot.
Yeah, no, but like nobody on stream, there's never been an issue or anything like that.
Well, I also feel like it's very hard to irritate you.
What do you mean?
I feel like you are not bothered by things that should bother you, and that makes you very easy to get along with.
Like the mods that go live before me and say that, you know, Asmund doesn't need your money. Give your Twitch Primes to me instead. He won't pay me.
See, that's it to me?
Yeah, most people, that would drive them crazy.
That would piss me the fuck off.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, who gives a fuck?
I mean,
well, the thing, and that's the thing, right? Is like, I have the mentality where like, I let them fuck around and do whatever they want. And then I never have any problems. Like, you want to be the guild master and then sell G kicks to people? Okay, fine. Go ahead, do it.
That's good. They can do that shit. I think the only thing that really bothers me is when they like try to steal my best chatters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, shit sucks.
That's crazy. I never even had that happen.
So when I was like a smaller streamer, like, you know, like 200-300 viewers, like their chat is just much more small, much more, you know, tight knit. And getting the fucking mods who like say, oh yeah, Tekton did this shit behind the scenes. You shouldn't watch him. You should watch me. And then while being my mod, I'm just like, okay, why are we doing this? Is this Among Us? Why are we doing these fucking mod games for no reason? They think they steal one viewer at a fucking time. Eventually it'll fucking blow up. And then, oh my God, it was just so much fucking drama. I'm glad you didn't have to deal with mod drama.
I've never had to deal with anything like that.
Good.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it'd be like that is what it is.
Yeah, no, I just know how to handle people, you know? Somebody acts weird. It's like, shut up, idiot. I've even had like incidents where like there's been a problem and I just told them like, cut it the fuck out. Stop doing it.
There you
go. They're like, okay. That was it. Yeah, it wasn't really a problem.
That's usually how things go. Speaking of things that had issues, what'd you guys think of OTK's top streamer?
Well, I
thought it was fun.
I thought it was fun too, but I saw some things that people were saying and I want to know what your opinion on that after we talk about it.
I can't wait to be a judge.
Sam.
Well,
I will destroy their future and their feelings and their dreams.
Okay.
And it will be in their benefit.
So
I'll be doing them a favor.
I have so many things to say about that. And I'm not even going to pretend that I can be as ruthless as you can, because I can't. I actually, for the first time in my life, I was sitting on the couch and I was reading one of your most recent dramas. And
Which
I said,
because
I'm a pretty outspoken guy. I'll speak about anything that I think needs spoken about.
Yeah.
But you said something that I was thinking that I was too much of a bitch to say.
What did I say?
What do you think it was? Something recent that you said.
Jesus.
Okay, I'll get you up to date. No, it's not because she's black. It's because she's ugly.
Yeah.
That was insane. That was one of the most crazy things I've ever heard. And I was like, I mean, yeah.
Everybody thought that. Everybody thought that. Everybody was thinking that.
Everybody thought that.
Everybody was thinking that.
No, I literally said, wow, he did it. He said something I would have been too much of a bitch to say myself.
I thought you were talking about something I said about Israel or Palestine.
Oh, no, I don't keep up with that. Yeah, I was more interested in the Romeo Juliet drama.
Yeah,
that shit was wild. But yeah, I think uh-huh. I really don't like watching OTK's Top Talent when the judges will just simply they're too much of a bitch to say no.
Well, you guys remember me whenever we did Elevated. You remember that?
Yep.
And that was.
Do you remember the episode of me after you called me a bitch?
Well, then
I had to step up.
You did. You stepped up.
I had to.
You just have to remember it's not personal.
Absolutely.
I mean, if they take it personally,
That's better content.
They'd have a hard time being a streamer.
Hopefully they cry on stream. Dude, that way people can watch it.
Oh my God. When they take it personally, it's just so insane. And then when there was even comments being like, oh my God, they were just bullying them. It's like, okay. Saying no does not make you a bully. Now, if somebody were to come up and say, nah, this bitch fat, ugly, stupid, garbage, talentless, get her the fuck out, quit content creating. That's bullying.
Those are some good ones. Okay, y'all have to write that down.
But saying, yeah, I don't know about this one. I'm going to say no. Like, come on, bro. These people need to grow the fuck up.
Everybody the top streamer.
Yeah. Did you see me in chat?
No.
I was going off. I've been watching so much Twitch lately because I feel like Twitch is the worst it's ever been right now. I feel like there's no fucking good content lately. So whenever there is good content, I get very excited. So I was hate watching the whole fucking time because I wanted to be in that episode. Full disclosure, I was also told I was going to be in that episode. Do you know about this, Emmy?
No.
You weren't even told?
We took you off because you were bald.
No, I was told that you had to leave. And so I canceled my plans because I was told that I was going to fill you in. And then that just never happened.
No one talked to me about that.
Okay, well, that's crazy.
So I apologize, but
yeah, it's your fault.
I did not hear anything about this. Thing?
Yeah, you ruined my whole fucking
day. That's crazy. Why would you do that?
I was going to go to the movies and see Godzilla versus King Kong.
Wait, so you were like on standby or something?
Yeah.
I told them I could be there for 3 hours. And they're like, yeah, the show's 3 hours.
Well, anyways, you canceled my whole fucking day
that's
with my homie Zizix.
Wow, that's fucked up.
And then Zizix didn't even get on the show, which pissed me the fuck off. There's so many good applicants that should have got on, man.
Uh-huh.
But there was some really good talent this time.
There were over 400 applicants.
And there's more.
That's a lot of meat.
That you can apply right now, right? OTK Top Talent or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good episode. Also, I went to go see King Kong vs. Godzilla next day. Horrible movie. Highly recommend watching it. Really fun.
Well, I mean, like, haven't they already done that like 10 times? Like,
bro, okay, they give God. Okay, first of all, they give King Kong an axe.
And that's not even fair.
They also give him a gravitational mecha gauntlet. Okay. And then he fights this other monkey with a sword made out of a monkey's spine.
That's cool.
That looks like Ivy's from Soul Calibur.
Right.
And then that other monkey is commanding another ice lizard that he rides on into battle.
Uh-huh.
And then also Bug Jesus, aka Mothra, descends upon, Earth to bless everyone. And Godzilla has laser beams.
Godzilla's always had laser beams.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So when he did that, it caught me off guard. That was insane.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the movie was so bad, but it was so good. Like every kaiju movie in existence. But yeah, I thought Top Talent was great. But can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah.
How many times did somebody suck and you say yes?
Well, the way that I based
like 20?
It is like, if I looked at it and I was like, I feel like I can see there being a group of people that watch this and like it. Even if it's like only like, 50 people, it doesn't have to be like huge. Because there were a lot of people I said yes to where I personally wouldn't watch their stuff. Like, it's not my sense of humor or whatever. Yeah. But every time I said yes to someone, I was like, yeah, I feel like I could see potential here.
Whenever I go on the show, I want to let you know that I'm going to be doing this completely subjectively. If I don't like you, you're off.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't think it's fun.
If they're cringe, they're fucking done.
Well, I don't know about that. I feel
Yep, absolutely. Somebody's got to fucking tell them.
Well, it depends.
I'm doing them a favor.
It depends what your definition
is. It's a mercy killing.
It depends what your definition of cringe is.
Anything I don't like.
Okay, well, that's fair.
And if it's cringe, then it's cringe.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Duh.
Yeah, that's a great point. For me, I really don't like when I watch Top Talent and I see someone whose videos are very highly edited, but they have no charisma. And then they get okay. Because it's like, well, they're streamers, right? I feel like the only thing that matters is charisma. And like, if you're relying...
Well, I'm curious which one you're thinking of, because most of the ones that were highly produced, but there wasn't substance, we said no to.
Great. Fantastic. I only watched about an hour and a half of it.
Most of the ones we said yes to were people that I would say like were good at talking to the camera or just did something that was funny.
Dude, one of my buddies got okayed. And I don't think they should have been.
Who was it?
What?
You want me to say it? I'll just say it.
Absolutely.
Fucking, oh my God, they pissed me off so much. Because obviously I have no say for who goes and who doesn't. And I'll be real, when I'm a judge, I'm going to be biased as fuck. I'll just say it, bro.
Okay? Yeah.
If I think they're cool, I'm going to just say yes. Well, that being said, even if my buddy went up and they submitted that bullshit, her name's Waluigi G.
That's the stupidest fucking name I've ever heard in my life.
Dumbest shit
who
ever.
Who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Her.
Why?
Oh, well.
Who can spell that?
Nobody.
That's like naming yourself MW, like over and over and over, I with like an L and shit.
Dude.
It's like a Chinese gold farmer.
I think maybe you said no.
No, I said yes.
Yeah, Waluigi G got 3 yeses. And I think she won by 1% because that was 51% yes.
Yeah, there was someone who said no. It might have been Soda.
Yeah, because it was 2 yeses from the judges and then 1 yes from chat, barely. But oh my God, I told them for weeks, make sure to prepare, make sure you submit something good. And dude, she did the worst job of representing herself because she's very nice. She's a very kind of girl.
You can't really represent yourself in 60 seconds. And
just wait till you see Sizzix's video.
There were people who tried to, like they'd put in like a fuck ton of clips. It was just like too much, like hard to follow. Like you couldn't really tell what was actually going on.
I think it's much easier than you might think to do that. I think, me personally. Being able to represent yourself in a minute, when there's that much on the line, I feel like we need to fucking cut these fucking contestants' head off, man. Let them know this is real shit. When they're competing for
$50 million.
That's a lot on the line, yeah, man. I love it. It's good because my favorite thing, and that's why I love doing React content, is highlighting smaller creators because there's so many gems. There really are, but it's so impossible to discover it on Twitch. But yeah, I feel like we just got to stop being bitches. And just cut people's heads off, tell them, nah, you didn't make it.
I will do it.
Because the moment that they're on, they've already won. You know?
I mean, I thought that me and Soda were pretty brutal. I mean, Nick, there were times where Nick, I think, was being kind of nice. But, I mean, he said no to a lot of people,
He was problematic. I was going to talk about this today. Too many yeses on females.
Wow. Who could have expected that?
Yeah, I know, man.
That's crazy. No, I'm ready to come on that show. I'm ready to set it straight.
When are you going on?
I don't know. They'll just tell me the day before.
I hope I'm on next week. It's Thursday, right?
Yeah, it's on Thursdays.
Okay. I told them. I said, get me on right now. Like, I need to do this.
But you were in chat, no?
I was in chat. Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. I love that. There's been a severe drought. Because I said this earlier. Would you guys agree there's been a severe drought of good content on Twitch?
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of stale. Like, I feel like there used to always be like, oh, this event is happening soon, or like everyone's trying this game, but it's like everyone's kind of just doing their own thing now, which is kind of sad in a way.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I don't really give a fuck about events too much. OTK Top Talent was fun, though.
I mean, even events like things like tournaments that people actually cared about, or like, oh, these people are getting together, collabing on this day. Like, you don't really hear about things like that anymore. Like, they still happen. It's just the culture isn't the same.
Dude, I've been watching so much Jinxie, it's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
That guy is so fucking funny.
Yeah, he's great.
Like, dude, he is so autistic. He is so fucking stupid. His streams are so bad in the best way, bro. Like, I sat there for hours completely captivated of just him just, like, getting shit on by these fucking randoms and whatever the fuck game he was playing. I don't know what fucking game he was playing. Some shooter where you're in a house and then you shoot the walls and maybe you kill him, maybe you don't.
Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just, he was drooling. from his mouth, tongue hanging out, grinding, screaming at children. Bro, that shit was so fucking funny. Like, I wish there was more shit like that on Twitch. Because right now, like, I just go through everybody. There's just no fucking gaming, bro. There's no gaming.
There's no game to play that's, like, really exciting right now. And I feel like you have to come up with something that's, like, interesting to play and try out. And nobody really does that because gaming isn't really as popular.
Yeah. Fuck. Maybe I should learn Rainbow Six, man.
I don't know.
Rainbow is really fucking hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd probably like it if you actually got into it.
Dude, I was variety gaming today on stream. Fall Guys into PUBG. She was awesome.
That's like, the same game for me.
Yep.
Like, I don't know how many times I fucked up PUBG.
Dude, I went in first game, fucking
remember,
slaughtered.
Like, I always thought what they should do in PUBG is they should have, like, a 1 in, like, 1,000 chance that your parachute doesn't deploy. And, like, you literally just, like, you press the button and it doesn't do anything and your character literally just falls down and instantly dies. I think they should do that. Like, a 1 in 1,000 chance for that to happen to you.
Yeah, I think that saved the game for sure.
Why?
Why?
Why not?
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
it's realistic, number one. Yeah. Number two, if they did it, people would make clips of it. Everybody would be talking about it. And then whenever somebody said, oh, it happened to me, everybody would be like, oh shit, you had the thing happen. I feel like, yeah, it's a great idea. Just have a chance that, yeah, the parachute just doesn't work.
Yeah, I think they should make it to where they're, I feel like they should make it where their game doesn't feel like shit. First, that'd be
well,
great.
That's not gonna happen.
I know,
yeah, that's why. Like, I was expecting, like, you're just basically making content out of a dysfunctional mechanic.
I actually am curious. A lot of people say that there's no fucking games to play, all the games are shit, which I think is a fair thing to say. Where, like,
well, there isn't a meta game, right? There isn't like a game that everybody's playing. Like, for a while, it was Classic WoW, and then people are playing Fall Guys, and then Among Us, and then there was that content warning game. No, it was the other one. Lethal Company. Yeah, there you go.
Content warning is sick.
Yeah, I haven't played any of them. And so I think right now it's like there's like Only Up was another one.
Only Up
Everybody was playing Only Up.
There's Sisyphus.
Oh yeah, the rock one.
Yep.
Sisyphus?
Sisyphus is this man who keeps on pushing this rock up a fucking mountain. They made a game for it. It's like it's the same
so
style as
that. In Greek mythology, there's a guy who's a fucking big stupid idiot. And so Hades said that what you have to do for the rest of eternity is push a rock up a cliff, but the rock is too heavy, so it keeps falling down. And that's literally.
I know about that guy. I just haven't seen this game.
That's his whole life.
Yeah, I was watching Forsen play that shit, and then I watched Quinn play that shit. Looks easy as fuck. I'll probably have to crush that in a fucking day or so.
For sure.
If you guys were to think of a game that you would want to be the meta, you can have it be anything you want. It could be a combination of games. You can do anything you want in this game. How would you want the next big game to be? Or is there a game that already exists that you wish was the meta again?
Don't say League.
I wasn't going to. Oh. I would like if there was another Only Up style of game. Like, it's like a single player game, but it's like people can play it side by side. Or maybe like, yeah, like Only Up or like Dark Souls 1. Like, everyone's playing it. You like compare playthroughs.
Oh, bro, Dark Souls meta was so fucking sick. It still kind of is good right now. You're playing Elden Ring now.
No, I'm not.
I finished it a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Like 2 months ago, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. I mean, people are always playing Elden Ring. Like, Canute's playing it right now. Extra Emily's playing it.
I was thinking, that's right.
I think Will.
Extra Emily.
Someone else was playing it.
Will was playing it and Seer was playing it too.
Yes, yeah,
I watched
Seer's
a little bit of the playthrough.
Oh, Russell played it too. He just beat Millennia.
Oh my God, dude. Watching him play that shit was fucking miserable. Oh my God.
Bad?
Dude, yes. First of all, I want to hold on. Let me get to your game first before I tell you about the Russell tournament because that shit pissed me the fuck off.
I don't know. I like Fall Guys as a meta. It was like just really simple. Like, I like things that are really simple that I don't have to put any thought into.
Yeah.
So I can just focus on being stupid on stream and saying things while I'm playing the game. I like the games that I don't like are the ones that you have to think a lot about. And like, I like those games off stream. But like, I don't want to have to think on stream about what the hell I'm doing. That's too much.
Yeah. I think I'm the exact opposite.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love that shit. But you're like fucking immersed in this fucking game so much that you can't even talk. And chat doesn't give a fuck. Because you're like, hold up. Let him fucking cook. Like, I would love Hearthstone to come back.
Hearthstone? That's so stupid. Why don't you just play Magic the Gathering?
I wish Magic the Gathering had a good client.
That'd actually be kind of nice. Like, you know, just playing a stupid fucking card game and just yapping.
Yeah.
No way.
I wish there was a new hype-ass card game. Doesn't have to be Hearthstone. Be
I would play another card game. I would do that.
I love that shit so much. But yeah, I got invited to Russell's fucking ping pong tournament. Okay? So I get messaged by Russell. Love the guy. Great guy. And he asked me, Tectone, have you ever played ping pong before? If yes, how would you rate yourself from 1 to 10? And I say, no, I haven't. So I would give myself a 1. And he said, oh, okay, you're great. You're perfect for this tournament. So I say, okay, what time? When do you need me? I go over to his tournament. Okay, I was told that every other player has never played ping pong.
Yeah.
Or was really bad at it. Round 1. I go against a guy called Diddy Sauce. Do you guys know Diddy Sauce?
No.
It's like a 7'2" fucking freak.
Okay.
I think I've met him.
Yeah, like this guy is fucking colossal. Mm-hmm. Bro owns a ping pong. He owns a ping pong table in
his
house.
It's not even fair. It's like, what the fuck?
Straight up. He made me fight him round 1. He owns a ping pong table. He was so good at ping pong. He beat me with his non-dominant hand that he's never used before. And then he even did a round. You know how a ping pong paddle has this paddle, and this paddle?
Yeah.
And you know how it's like a thin strip right in between?
Yeah.
He beat me only hitting with the side of the ping pong paddle.
Damn.
And so
that sucks.
What the hell?
And so then you'll never guess who wins the whole tournament.
Wow, really?
Yep. Completely owns the entire tournament. And I get called, because I get called a bitch, because as I do, I say some bullshit. I say, bro, this is fucking bullshit. I leave immediately, by the way. I lose first round. I just
you rage
out.
Quit?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I lost both rounds. It was 11-0 first round, 11-0 second round. And I say, hey, guys, really great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, I had a great time, guys.
Such a great time. And also the entire time I was in fucking the stream, the fucking chat, E-Robbers were there. So they were spamming !! Mute Tectone the entire fucking stream. Which, oh my God, I actually rage quit in real life. That was my first IRL tournament rage quit. It was actually that fucking frustrating. Getting completely bodied by a 7'2" fucking pro. It was like LeBron James going to a third grader's pickup game of basketball and fucking schooling him, then talking shit. But yeah, I rage quit my first tournament and it was brutal. Did y'all see the tournament at all or no?
I didn't even know what happened.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I had no idea. I've been in my own little world playing video games, watching YouTube videos, doing fucking nothing.
I've been doing new challenges called watching TikToks until it gets racist. Because TikTok is a horrendously racist platform.
Is it really racist?
Well, either that or it's my For You page and it's trying to tell me something that I don't know yet.
Ooh.
What kind of videos?
I'll just be like watching 40 videos.
What was the most racist one you saw last time?
You know what you want me to say?
Well, yeah, you can describe it.
Okay. So I'm sitting here, keep in mind. So I watch anime TikToks. And the reason why, you know, I watch anime, so if this was an anime TikTok, you know, it's like ranking anime openings from 1 to 5, and then one's about cute cats. And this one comes up with from Beerus from Dragon Ball Z.
Uh-huh.
And it's just him smelling the camera, and it says, oh, you look like a hard R. I don't really like hard R's too much.
No way. That's crazy.
And then it said, Beerus, give me the hard R killer.
No way. No way. That's so bad.
I've never seen anything like that on TikTok. Yep.
How do you get those?
Because I'm on anime TikTok and I'm on Dragon Ball Z TikTok and Beerus is from Dragon Ball Z. So it said, you might like this.
Yeah.
No. No, I don't like
this. Might like racism.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So now, you know, 1 every 40, 1 every 80 TikToks, we just do a challenge in my stream where it's like, all right, we're going to see how long I can watch this shit before it happens again. Sure enough, sometimes it takes 1.5 hours, sometimes it takes 2 hours, 10 minutes. But I think if you scroll long enough on TikTok, eventually it will get racist. My buddy has a whole series dedicated to it as well. His name's Bryce.
Yeah.
He says, watching TikToks till I get banned. And he goes until it says the hard R on his video.
That's not that long.
His videos are like 20 minutes. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've never even browsed TikTok. The only time I ever go on TikTok is to look at videos of myself.
Do you watch your own videos?
Well, I mean, I don't have that much time.
You don't watch your own shit? I watch my own shit.
I don't have time for it. Like, I stream for fucking 8 hours, 6-8 hours.
I said, just watch them on stream.
Oh, I watch my own videos and then agree with myself?
Absolutely.
I've trued myself in my own videos before.
So have I.
Yeah.
Have you ever been an auntie of yourself?
Oh, yeah, right. Auntie. Yeah. Why do they call that? Why do the VTubers call them that?
Call VTubers aunties?
No. Why do they call hate watchers aunties?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just like a catchy buzzword that Zoomers were clinging on to.
It's a stan culture word.
I think it comes
from like a Twitter, like K-pop type groups.
It's cringe. Just call them hate watchers. That's what they are.
Well, anti's easier to say.
Fucking losers. Don't call them fucking losers. That's what they are. Yeah. No. I'm sure I've done that before. Yeah. For sure.
When do you think you were at your worst?
Like in general.
Yeah. Like what version of you do you think is like the worst version of yourself?
Oh, like in my whole life.
Yeah.
Like now.
As a content creator. Yeah. Where you look back at your content you made and thought, wow, this is fucking really fucking cringe.
I mean, I cringe listening to myself talk because, like, I've gone through a bunch of different, like, accents and inflection in my voice.
Well, saying it's fake?
I don't know, honestly.
What do you mean you go through a whole bunch of accents?
Like, if you find a video of me 5 years ago, my voice sounds different. But the thing is, like, I don't know why. My voice just changes a lot over time.
Is that
time.
When you're like, kill yourself, fucking retard? That one? Or no?
That's one of them. There's, like, two. There's, like… Actually, like three or four more.
Yeah, it is crazy how you look about 8 years younger than you.
Well, I've explained this before.
It's the makeup.
That's not 4 years ago. That was like 8 years ago.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but I used to wear really heavy contour. Like people think I look younger now because I wear more makeup. I actually wear less. I just still wear a lot of eyeliner.
Would you be able to look like that again?
I haven't tried, but I'm sure I could, yeah.
Why don't you do that for a stream? And then just say crazy out-of-pocket shit.
I've thought about it,
yeah. Only play League.
That's the weirdest shit, bro.
I mean, part of it… Like, a big part of it's just my hair also. Because my hair that's covers a lot of my girl face hair. Now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird as fuck. So you're what? 20?
I was 19 or 20 there, yeah.
Yeah, you don't even… I don't know if I can even say this. You don't even look… You're Chinese.
I'm Chinese and German.
You don't look like that there. You look like…
Well, I used to wear blue contacts.
Blue contacts?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's a weird fucking look, bro.
Well, why do you think I changed it? Well, you know what's crazy is I get a ton of people that are like, I like the way you used to look better. And I'm like, okay.
Watch the box.
You can admit you have shit taste, I guess. Yeah. That's fine.
I was saying the same thing about myself the other day where I used to wear these this fucking orange beanie.
Oh, I remember that.
Clear glasses, Hawaiian shirts every day. Oh my God, bro. It's bad. Oh, it's so fucking
bad. So why'd you stop?
Camp Canute.
Really? That was it?
Yep, Camp Canute. I just realized that I am a man and I am balding. That photo's honestly not too bad. But there's way worse ones. But I'm a man and I'm balding.
Yeah.
I can sit here and I can be upset about it or I can just fucking shave my fucking head. Because there was a guy, I think it was Pirate Software, and I agree with this take a lot.
The bald, yeah. I saw
yeah, that. It's like people don't hate if you're bald. They don't care if you have hair. They only care if you're balding. That's right. When people shit on you. If you're balding.
Okay, what are you trying to say?
I'm not saying, I didn't make the video, man.
Is that it?
It was Pirate Software who made the video, bro.
He was right. He was right.
I know. Because now, I'll be real, man. When people call me baldy, that's like a term of endearment for me.
Really?
I love it.
Oh my God.
I don't know. People think it's an insult, bro. Like, I love when people come into my chat and they try to insult me with a phrase that I enjoy being called.
Yeah?
Like racist.
There you go.
Is there a worse version of yourself that you think of when you look back on it?
The worst version of myself?
Yeah.
Well, that changes every day because I keep getting worse. I don't know. I'd have to really think about it. I mean, like, really, like, what's the worst version of myself? It depends on how you define good and bad.
I think your How to Be an Elitist arc.
Yeah?
That was good shit.
That was some really, really good content.
Yeah, man. How to Ninja Loot.
That was… People were really upset about that. They wanted me banned for that. Like, I actually ended up… I was going to do a whole video on how to impersonate officers and scam guild banks. And, like, I kind of decided… I was like, I think I might actually get in trouble for this one.
Yeah.
Like, this one's really bad. And so I decided not to do it. I had to cut it out.
I think the best version of myself was when I covered this game called Ooh La La Idol Adventure. It's when I actually tried the most. It was the worst game on earth, but I would make little…
Sounds like a hentai game.
I wish it was.
Yeah.
The only hentai game in my heart right now is Orc Massage, which once again, I highly recommend everybody play if you're looking for a great game on Steam. It's like $15.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
You should. It's really good.
For sure.
It's really, really, really good. But yeah, Ooh La La Idol Adventure. I would make little intros for every single video I ever did. But now I've just kind of given up. Pull up a video, say some bullshit, end the video.
So you're basically just like giving up already?
Yep.
Like you're done?
But I'm so happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you happy about?
Oh, how easy my life is.
Yeah?
There's just like nothing ever causing me issues anymore.
Really?
Everybody leaves me alone besides people who I like. And then we hang out every day and life's just good. Job's easy. No, I just have no issues at all. My biggest issue was my family's having issues, but I don't need to fucking get into that. But I don't really give a fuck anyways. But yeah, life's just good. Just really fucking good. Now, I am getting a house. That's very stressful.
Really?
Yes, I bought a new house. I own it already.
Is it closer to my house?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it farther away?
No. It's the exact same distance.
Okay.
Yeah, the exact same. But yeah, I'm getting it renovated. And I was told all the renovations were going to be done by the end of this month.
But they're not.
They're not.
That's cute.
They're going to be done at the end of June.
Ooh, that's a while.
Yep. So now I'm going to have to pay for two houses.
So how does it like, I mean, do you like living with a bunch of other people?
I love it.
I would be okay living with like maybe one or two other people. But like a lot of people, I used to do that too. Like we used to have a bunch of people in my house all the time. And it's a lot. Like I even shared a bed with somebody.
Who?
Cody.
I thought you were going to say my mom. I'll set you up for that.
No, unfortunately. No, this actually happened.
Oh, okay. You slept with another man?
Yeah.
That's going to be clipped out of context for yeah. sure. That's so
well,
good.
It was
how
him,
long,
actually.
How long did you have to do that?
I don't know, like 6 months, a year.
Oh my God. And, that sounds miserable.
Well, no, it was fine.
Okay.
Damn, you slept with men for a whole year.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because I remember the first day it happened, because they were living at the house. And Cody was like taking off as he came in and I was already laying down because I was like looking at something on my phone. And he's like, and this is like 10 years ago, like 15 years ago, something like that. And he's like taking off his clothes.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I don't know why he's taking off his clothes, right? But we'd grown up together, so I'm like, whatever. And then he just gets into bed. He's like, move over, Ben. He's like, all right, dude. Well, anyway, do you want to go to 7-Eleven when we get up? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, good night, man. I'll see you later. And then that was it.
I mean,
that was the next year of my life.
I've slept with dudes before, yeah. Sure. But like, I mean, our rule was like, you get this side of the bed, I get this side of the bed. We're having pillows to separate our side. No, and we're staying like, fully fucking clothed.
No, there were like five people in the same bed, sleeping on the same
what?
Bed.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, because it was like basically, it was really kind of four. And then the fifth person ended up sleeping on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, and like I have a pretty big bed. Like y'all saw my bed. It's a pretty big bed. You can have four people on it.
How many men have you had in your bed?
At a time?
Yeah.
Probably like five or six. Yeah. Yeah, we were wrestling, all kinds of shit like that. Yeah, it was fun.
Damn, bro.
That's just the way it used to be.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I can't shit talk. I've made out with a dude before, bro.
That you did? Was, oh, yeah. You did that for that girl, right?
Yeah, shit was weird as fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no. It really is. Like, and I'm sure a lot of people probably know this. It is so soulless when you kiss someone that you're not attracted to already, but then also you're not even attracted to that gender. It feels so like Neanderthal. It doesn't feel like the magic that you feel when you feel like you've earned that act.
I've had a guy kiss me before. I mean, sure. But I mean, it wasn't really a big deal.
I've
had a guy grab my dick. And that's like four times it's happened.
What happened when that happened?
It's like a handshake.
That's crazy.
No, I don't worry about it.
I just,
what are you gonna do? Get worry about everything.
No, I'm not worried.
Like it's not like if they do that, it's gonna turn me into being gay.
It could.
How do you know that?
It happened to me. I don't know.
Okay. No, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm completely fine. By the way, did you know that according to 4chan, this is a funny point. According to 4chan. The stream that you did with me and Mizkif was actually an initiation ritual into the Illuminati and Satanism.
Wait, what stream with you and Miz?
Which one do you think?
Well, I don't remember. Wait, the cosplay one with
of
Jessica Negri?
It is.
Wait, I said it was what?
Well, so do you understand? Okay, so this is pretty important. Do you know how Satanism works?
Not really, honestly.
Okay, all right. We're going to have to start at square
okay.
one. So basically, you know the goat god Baphomet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know it?
Yes.
What is it?
He's evil.
Okay, so you don't know it. So basically, it is a male goat, but it has a female body. It is a transsexual satanic god. And so by you dressing Miz and I up, you're putting it together. By you dressing Miz and I up as women, this completes the satanic ritual and the tribute to Baphomet and now allows us to enter further into the sanctum of the Illuminati.
Wait, so you and Miz are in the Illuminati?
Well, we are allowed to be in the Illuminati. Like it's like we completed the tutorial.
Well, what does that make me and Jessica? Like, are we just like ritual women?
You're the gatekeeper.
Or we're the gatekeeper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unknowing participants in Satanism.
Oh, unknowing. Okay.
Oh, so you're saying that you're in on it?
No. I was saying, I don't know if they thought that we like worked for the Illuminati or something.
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
You dressed me up as a woman.
Yeah, I was just saying that. I think Techie's one of the only people in OTK that I haven't turned into a female.
Yeah. So when are we doing it?
Whenever you want, man. I don't give a fuck.
All right, right now.
It doesn't work like that.
Well, then don't say whenever I want. You said it, bro.
Yeah, okay. My bad.
No, that's all good. I think I would make a great woman.
What girl would you want to be?
Any of them, to be honest. But if I had to be a woman, maybe Robin from One Piece. Or who's a beautiful fucking woman? Ezdeath from Akame Ga Kill. I'd be down to be Chica from Love is War. That'd be fun.
She's so different from those other two.
Yeah, but you can teach me the dance.
That's true.
Yeah. And then, shit. Maybe that one chick. No, because that'd be blackface. That wouldn't be good.
Wait, what chick?
The one chick from Jobless Reincarnation, Mushoku Tensei. The cat girl.
You wouldn't have to tan your skin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotta be careful with that. My homie white-faced on stream. Everybody was cool with that shit. Thought that shit was hypocritical as fuck.
It's not a thing, but yeah.
Wait, white-facing isn't a thing?
No, there's no historical connotation.
Do you want the history lesson on this?
Yeah, I don't get it.
So basically, there's a difference between painting your face black and blackface. And blackface is a specific thing that was done in like the very, very early days, like 1800s. With like minstrel plays, which what they would have because they didn't let black people be actors back
minstrel
then.
Minstrel plays or menstrual? Yeah.
Not minstrel, not like period. But
okay.
There's a M-I-N,
yeah.
Not M-U-N.
Okay.
It's not the same word.
Okay.
I don't know how to spell either one of them, to be honest. And so that was like the big like red lips, the eyes and like everything like that. So that's a very specific thing. And that's why people are like really sensitive to blackface specifically.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, I also learned some crazy lore about the Earth the other day.
Is it flat?
No.
Oh.
But I learned some lore. And I'll just say it because maybe you guys know. You probably know. Whatever knows. Did you know that there was a continent where they would just put a bunch of prisoners on?
Yeah. Do you know what
Did you know about
is?
That?
Australia.
Did you know about that?
Yeah, I did. There aren't they like British prisoners?
I had no fucking idea. Because I was just saying... You know, I was watching a Mr. Beast video.
It's literally a continent for convicts and kangaroos.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is the coolest shit ever. How is there not like an anime about this?
Well,
It's
knew
called
about
Australia.
That. But like,
like a show?
Wasn't that like a lot of effort back then to like send people that far away?
Like, I don't know why they didn't just shoot them.
Dude, because I was thinking like there's so many people who live in living conditions worse than like prisoners.
Yeah.
Like there are some areas that are so barren where these people had to walk 7 hours to even get like medical care with no electricity. Like getting food was like, you know, you had to like fight fucking creatures to get food. And I'm like, why don't we take all these people who are good, kinded people and bring them to America? Right. And then take all the bad people and put them in this fucking area.
We can put them
Australia.
In Australia.
Yep.
Fucking why aren't we doing that again? Do it again.
Where should we put all the bad people?
Antarctica.
We could put them. No. Well, I feel like we could put all of them in Canada. We, because like,
Canada sucks.
We could put all the bets, because Canadians always think they're better than us.
They do.
So we can just put all of our bad people over there and ruin their country.
It's kind of like,
and that way they won't have any way to talk shit anymore.
Yeah, it's like they feel like they have divine ordainment. You know, yeah. They're like, I am holier than thou because I am Canadian. You are a filthy fucking American.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro. Being treated like shit by Canadians when I lived in Canada was just the fucking weirdest shit ever.
So what do they do over there? Like,
I mean, the majority of them, like, oh, you're from Texas, laugh in your face, you know, make old redneck jokes, say, oh my God, when Donald Trump got elected, they held me accountable. Oh my God, they ripped off my fucking license plate because I said fucking Texas. They broke my windshield. They shit on my car. They shit in my car. It was bad. That being said, I was in a very shitty spot in Canada. I'm sure there's people watching me like, oh my God, all Canadians don't do that. But like, I lived in like ghetto, London, Ontario, fucking terrible fucking shithole. Place is fucking garbage.
There was a time I had a guy in my guild and he was from Canada and he said that there's like a really big problem with like alcoholics and people that are like really into
homeless
alcohol.
Homeless people and drugs were like everywhere in my town.
Exactly. He said there was a time he watched a guy take a deodorant, like a speed stick, and put it on a piece of bread and then put it on the other side of the piece of bread and eat it.
Yeah.
For the alcoholic content. You know, because it's like, you know, 3%, something like that.
What the fuck? Yep.
He saw him chug Listerine before too.
Yep, that's fucking terrible. But yeah, there's such a horrible homeless issue in Canada. It was fucking terrible, man. Like, I feel horrible for them, you know, because obviously there's a reason why there's that many homeless people. But goddamn, they're just all addicted to fucking drugs, crack needles fucking everywhere, broken glass shards. Fuck, I'm so glad I'm out of fucking Canada, bro. I don't know why the fuck I went there to begin with. That shit was a fucking nightmare. Like, well, I don't understand why the fuck I would leave Austin, Texas.
It's a nice place.
It is. I think it's generally the nicest place on earth. For the place that I've been. Maybe Japan's better. But like for me, it has everything I want. Any type of food I want, I get. The weather is
the only thing I don't like about this place is that a lot of places aren't open late here. So like if I want to get food at 1 a.m, like I have to go to fucking Whataburger. And that place is terrible.
Well, the ketchup's really good.
Yeah, but I don't want to get a... That's like... I don't eat ketchup.
You don't have ketchup at all?
No, but like it's like this much. And I want a fucking burger.
Oh, well, just put the ketchup on the burger.
Yeah, it doesn't fix the burger.
So you're
telling
me you've been to Whataburger. We should do a series, by the way. I thought it was the other day. We should do a series where you take us to some poor bootleg place.
Okay.
And then Emmy does like a middle ground.
One cracked in?
Yeah, cracked in.
Okay.
Emmy takes us to a nice middle ground. And then I take us to a nice restaurant. We compare it. And they're all the same genre of food.
Uh-huh.
Like a burger joint, you know, Whataburger. Then we go to like, you know, some A5 Wagyu burger place.
Well, I feel like we can't go to a fast food place because that makes it boring. We'd have to go to like a, you know, a local place here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like Whataburger is so overly hated. Because you just take spicy ketchup, put it on the fries, delicious. Get their breakfast, delicious. The breakfast bowl is fucking fantastic. You can't tell me that the fucking Whataburger patty melt is bad.
I can't tell you it's good either.
I had it a couple weeks ago for the first time. I thought it was good. I mean, I'm going to be honest though, like, it's just too much food.
Like, okay, well then just don't eat all of it.
Well, it's not too much food.
But the thing is,
why?
Like, whenever I go to a place like that has those big ass sandwiches, if I don't eat the whole thing, I feel guilty.
That's
so
your fault.
I eat it all until I'm literally sick. Okay, I know that's my fault.
I do the exact same thing. Yeah. And the reason why is because all the portions are made for hogs.
Or you just cut it in half and put it in your fridge.
No, it's not the same.
It is totally it's
not
the same.
It doesn't heat up the same way as
Oscar. Put it in the air fryer.
Now, there's one thing. God. If you get KFC, you can microwave KFC for two and a half minutes. And that shit is exactly the way it was at KFC.
The problem is I don't have to eat KFC. And why the fuck would I eat KFC when I have Raising Cane's?
Well, KFC's Popeyes. Really good. Popeye's way better. Yep.
Yeah.
Popeye's is good.
Yeah, KFC's bottom of the barrel. Popeyes is great. Spicy tenders, fucking insane. Mm-hmm. Their fries are fucking insane. Their biscuits are always shit, and I don't know how they haven't changed them.
Yeah, the biscuits are whatever.
Yeah. The chicken sandwiches are okay.
I love the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, their shrimp's actually pretty good, too. But it's like Raising Cane's, man. That sauce. 3,000, I think it's like 2,000, 3,000 calories for the Raising Cane's Raising combo. That shit is so fucking good.
For the Game Awards thing, like we had to do a trailer for it. It was like me, Sear, and Soda.
Yeah.
And they said that I had to eat... I was going to eat chicken tenders and they got Raising Cane's. And by the time that we finally got the shot, they had to get more chicken because I had already eaten all the chicken that they had put there for me. So yeah, I fucking love it.
Yeah. Damn, bro. I still can't believe we haven't been in the AI McDonald's yet, but I'm sure we'll get around to that. What happened to this whole anti-AI thing, man? Remember that was like taking over the internet by storm? Now nobody gives a fuck.
So people are really unhappy about AI art, and they will continue to be unhappy about it until people get tired of being mad, and then they just accept it. Just like COVID, right? Like, we still have COVID going around, but does anybody care? No, not really. It's already happened for too long.
Do you think COVID actually existed?
Yeah. I think it did. I mean, sure, why not? Is it really crazy to think that there's like another disease that's bad?
Did you never get COVID?
I got it twice.
Oh, yeah.
A whole bunch of relatives died too. Twice. But it is weird how it's kind of just like, we don't give a fuck about it anymore.
Well, people get tired of giving a fuck about stuff, right? It's like you never hear about global warming anymore. It's boring. We've heard about that for years. Like, let's get something new.
Yeah, we do need something big to be scared about. World War III.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, that almost happened this week.
Well, they say it did.
Yeah. No, I mean, it could have happened.
Yeah.
But it could have happened. It didn't.
I feel like that's just not going to happen.
I think that most people don't want to have a big war.
Yeah,
most people
I agree.
Don't really give a shit.
Straight up. Like, okay, World War II was what? 1876?
You try again.
1865.
Wait, World War II?
That was the Civil War.
Yeah.
You said 18...
1876?
1876, yeah.
What? When was it?
When did World War II start?
You said 18?
Yeah, so when do you think it started?
Wasn't it like 1900s?
Well, guess a number.
1900, that's 100 years.
Yeah, but you said 1800s. I was just shocked.
Now Emmy's trying to farm and make Tectone look stupid. Emmy, what year did it start?
Good.
I don't know. Like
jackass?
The fucking...
Trying to make me look dumb.
The fucking 40s or something.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was just shocked you said 1800s.
When was it?
Well, it began in 1939.
Almost there.
Okay.
However, on December 7th, 1941, that was Pearl Harbor. So she would be correct if she was talking about the United States.
Where was Pearl Harbor at?
Hawaii.
I always thought it was Japan. This was a big issue I had. I found out that it was not in Japan.
No, it
was done by...
Yeah, what happened for Pearl Harbor?
Well... So,
I honestly don't know why they did it.
Yeah, because once again, I'm so bad at history. I don't do history at all.
I know like random chunks of history. I just don't know the bridge to like connect a lot of these facts.
I also don't know. Is it weird to talk about this or is it fine?
Well, I mean, like what?
It's just history.
Everybody who's involved, it's dead.
Okay.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so what was Pearl Harbor?
I don't know, like the job. I don't remember exactly like what the reason for it was, but basically there was a base.
Yeah.
And the reason why the Pearl Harbor sneak attack happened, Japan was actually going to issue a declaration to war to Roosevelt, but Roosevelt didn't meet with them.
Roosevelt was cool though, right?
Well, I mean, in a lot of ways, like I think so, but I mean, there were some bad things, right, too. But overall, and so then... all the planes weren't really being detected by the radar because they were so small. Because all of the Japanese pilots that they had sent over there had no plan on going back. And that's where the kamikaze thing comes from. With like them flying the plane into it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, that's cool that you know all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like history a lot?
Well, I remember a lot of things.
Okay. Did you learn that in school or do you actually like actively look up history?
Oh, well, that one I learned in school.
I wonder if there's a video where it's like the complete summary of the history of the world.
Of all the history that's ever been
history.
There's
literally a YouTube series like that, right?
How long is it called
there's like a lot of History of the World or something.
Really? They had video cameras back in Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought that shit was new.
Yeah, you see how they're smaller, right?
Yeah, that shit looks insane. How the fuck are they getting that shot? How are they getting that shot?
Well, I mean, it's not like they had, it was like cavemen back then. I mean, like, this is like the 1940s.
I guess.
Television wasn't, like, they invented television by 1940s. But because of World War II, the official television wasn't released to the public until 1947.
Damn. That's insane. Yeah, history is kind of one of those things where people say, how the fuck did you not know that?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you can't know history unless somebody tells you. And then if you don't want to pay attention in school, then you just won't know it.
Well, that's the way everything is.
Well, there's some things that you don't... Okay, so history for Pearl... Let me explain this.
Yeah.
So for Pearl Harbor, I wouldn't know what Pearl Harbor was unless somebody told me, right?
But well,
let's say in math.
Well, like how... I mean, you weren't there. How would anybody know about it?
True. I mean, history is told by the winners. But for example, like in math, if I know that 2 plus 2 is 4, and I was told 2 plus 2 is 4,
yeah,
then I could figure out what 2 + 8 is. Because I would understand the principle.
So I don't hate to say this, but I will be completely honest.
Yes.
Your logic is infallible.
What does that mean?
You're right.
Okay, cool. Actually,
you are 100% right. Yeah. Well, what you're saying is that if all history and everything was deleted from the world and everybody's consciousness was totally reset,
yes,
nobody would be able to find what happened in history previously, right?
100%, yes.
But if all knowledge of math was completely destroyed, it would be rediscovered in the exact same way.
Absolutely.
So that's what you're saying. You're
cool. Right. Yeah, like with geography and history.
I thought
it
was calling me stupid for a second.
A lot of people do treat ignorance as like a lack of intelligence. That's like,
if you don't know history? No, a lot of people don't know it. Why would they know it?
Oh, because dude, when I say some shit that I don't know, like what happened here, what happened there, then my fucking Twitch chat's like, oh, fucking NA retard, learn your history. And I'm like, I just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I would rather just watch an anime, man, you know? Because like the Vikings, for example, I learned about the Vikings from Vinland Saga. That shit was hype as fuck.
A lot of that stuff is real, by the way.
For Vinland Saga?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's talking about Valhalla. No? 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 Is it not?
It's not that, yeah.
Okay, wait, what do I not know?
So, you know Thorkel?
Yep.
Thorkel was a historical figure in like the... Oh, I'm trying to remember like what year this even was.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, and back in like the Middle Ages, like the siege of like France and things like that.
So these characters are based off real people?
Some of them are, some of them are not. That's like Askeladd is not.
Damn, he's
but
one of the
people
best
like
characters.
Thorkel is.
Where are you at in the show?
I'm like halfway through the first season. I kind of stopped watching it. I don't know why I stopped watching it either. I liked it a lot.
It's a really painful show to watch.
Yeah?
It's very, very, very painful. I think it's probably... I'd probably say it's number two. Yeah, I'd say Berserk's the most painful.
Ooh.
And then Vinland, for sure. Because, yeah. Man. That's rough.
Yeah?
You have to be in a certain mood to watch that shit. Because even me, like for Berserk, like I take it in pieces. Because like it hurts so much to
read. What anime are y'all watching right now?
I'm watching Invincible, so not an anime. Ooh.
Season two?
No, I'm getting through season one.
Yeah. I finished rewatching Hazbin Hotel for the third time.
That's crazy.
Such great animes.
I'm going to watch Konosuba. Season 3 came out.
What the hell is that?
Konosuba.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he has no Konosuba.
Yeah, so you do know Konosuba. Yo, pull up Konosuba, an image of all the characters. It's this story about this guy who like sacrifices his life to save a girl in his real world, and he dies. And he gets reincarnated in the new world. And then God tells him that he's a fucking loser because he didn't die to save the girl. She was completely fine. He just killed himself for no reason.
Stupid.
And he didn't even get killed by the car. He just was such a fucking pussy. He just died from fear and pissed and shit himself.
Uh-huh.
And then so this God said, okay, so I can send you to hell to essentially, you know, burn for forever. Or I can reincarnate you in this new world and you can take one item from from our current world into the new world. And he says, okay, I pick you. So he takes the god with him. That's her, Aqua. This is all in the first 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, that's funny. I like that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, and the show is about... It's supposed to be about him stopping a horrible dark ruler. That way he can go back to his world. But it's just like not that. And it's this guy just being goofy as shit, doing dumb shit with these three girls.
So it's a harem anime?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, if you have to... No. I just saw that scene. It's a harem anime.
It totally is. But it's more... It's very wholesome. It's more so about the... It's more about being really good friends rather than lovers.
Okay.
Because there's not really like any, oh my God, I really want to fuck Aqua. It's kind of just like there's a scene where he gets turned on by Aqua. So he just starts jerking off. And then Aqua catches him and then humiliates him for it. And then Darkness wants to fuck him in one episode. And then
yeah, really good friends.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like they're just good friends. You know?
Well, at least they didn't record it for revenge form like Kai Sinan.
Wait, what?
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
So there's this girl that like is saying that Kai tried to pay her for sex. And like she had took pictures of him and stuff like that. All this crazy shit. Yeah.
Never heard of this.
This was over the weekend.
Is this what Kai was saying? Whenever anybody enters his house, they have to sign an NDA?
Did he say it yesterday?
He said it yesterday.
Probably was the reason, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's going on with that?
Well, I'm not really sure. I'll have to look into it and see.
Okay, well, what is your perspective on it right now, going into it, saying you don't know the whole story?
Well, there's a song written about it. It was called Hose Mad. That's my perspective on it.
Okay. Wait, so she, like, I don't know the situation at all. So she tried to like expose him for trying to give her money by posting revenge porn?
I think that she, I don't know if she did it or she threatened to do it. I'm not sure which one. But
I will say there was an article written about this because I saw this very briefly. I didn't know what it was about. But yeah, Kai said that the anybody who enters his house has to sign an NDA.
That's smart.
And then there was an article saying all big streamers have this in effect. That is like not true.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of that ever in my entire life. Personally, I think that's just weird as fuck. Personally.
I mean, I wouldn't want to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but then again, I'm not at that size, so I don't know the issues that happens when you're that size.
And also, it wouldn't matter if you signed an NDA.
Yeah, because if you commit a crime,
it voids NDA.
Yeah.
I don't really see why you'd even do that. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, no, I 1,000,000% agree.
But yeah, so the whole thing happened. I'm not sure exactly like where it stands, but I'm going to look into it.
Dude,
it seems stupid enough to demand.
Because even if like he like got in trouble for like, I don't know, like paying for prostitution or something, wouldn't she get in as much or more trouble or no?
Well, see, here's the thing is like, I think it's smart to pay them. And so here's why it's smart.
Okay.
The reason why it's smart is because it implies consent.
Right.
So like if you pay the girl ahead of time, it provides an extra layer of defense if she says that you did something wrong against her consent.
That's fair.
Right? Because like it implies that she knew going into it, this was what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And like there's actually a lot of rappers that do this. And they do it as a lot of these guys, like they can hook up with these girls for free, but they don't do it for a reason. And that's the reason why. It's one of the reasons why.
That makes a lot of fucking sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, full disclosure, as a content creator, I'm horrified at having sex with people.
I don't ever think about anything like that. I never worry because this is going to sound really gay, but I respect women. And
that's so fucking gay.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I never really have the problem.
Oh, no, my paranoia is so bad.
And I'm not saying that you don't either, by the way. I'm just joking around. But like, I'm just saying like, I never worry.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just heard so many horror stories, like what happened with Tobuscus.
I don't remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm good. So I think I think I'll wait to have sex again until I'm no longer a content creator. I think I'm good, man. Mm-hmm. I don't think I need that shit either. Because hentai's right there. I can just play orc massage.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Crank my hog, call it a fucking day. Is what it is. Just do not care about that shit. Oh, by the way, did y'all see the Fallout TV show?
No.
Neither have I.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I've never played a single Fallout game ever.
Holy fuck. That's such an insane thing to say.
I haven't either.
Yeah, see? It's not so bad.
Why do y'all not play good game? Oh, because you lost your life to fucking WoW and you lost your life to League of Legends.
It's a sad story, isn't it?
Bro.
And you know who played both?
Me. Yep. But I only played... Well, actually, I played a lot.
Yeah.
But dude, not playing New Vegas is insane. Fallout New Vegas is one of the best games ever fucking made.
Yeah, I never did any of that.
Oh my God, bro. That is sickening. Well, that's the next game I'm going to ask you to play after you beat Undertale.
Oh my God. Fallout New Vegas? I don't want to play that shit. Isn't it a Bethesda game?
Yeah.
It's going to be garbage.
Then that's the beauty of it.
I don't want to play that garbage. I played Starfield.
Yeah. Oh no. Stop. Stop, bro. That is so different, bro.
Yeah. I already had to go through this shit once.
No, because Starfield is like, garbage.
I'm on cooldown for those games until the next Elder Scrolls.
Have you played Skyrim?
You want to know the real truth? I illegally pirated Skyrim off of a website and it took me 10 or 5 hours, I don't remember which one, probably 5 hours to download. I finally load in. I'm able to play the game. You start off on a wagon ride. Halfway through the wagon ride, I got bored and I turned off the game.
I mean, you've played Skyrim, surely.
Mm-mm.
It's boring. You
don't
want to play?
Oh, wow. Now I understand what it's like when your child comes home from school and they have an F on their report card.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, except for the class is being boring.
I only got an F because it was boring, Mom. Yeah. No, dude. Bro, Skyrim is like one of those things you have to play.
I think I have to play it too, but like still.
Right.
No, I'm planning to play it at some point. I'm going through a bunch of the top rated games of all time.
Yeah, I'm not going to play Skyrim again. I've already put 3,000-4,000 hours, and I've beaten every single quest besides the main quest. I refuse to beat the main quest.
I considered playing one of the Persona games recently.
P3?
Yeah, people said to play that
I want to play that shit too, but I'm waiting for my subathon.
Okay.
Because I need money, bro. I'm fucking hurt.
How do you need money?
I bought a house.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Yeah. So there it is.
You didn't go into debt with Miz this time, at least.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank fucking God. Dude, did I ever tell you that I prioritized paying Miz back over the government? Because he was so fucking annoying about it. I'm like, I'd rather just get him to shut the fuck up than deal with going to jail from the government.
Well, I mean, yeah, all they do is send you a letter.
You don't think so?
What?
They wouldn't send me to jail when I pay my taxes? I thought tax fraud was illegal.
It's complicated.
Okay. See, once again, people say, well, how do you not know how to do taxes? I don't fucking know, bro.
There's people that never pay their taxes and everything's fine.
Well, Trump didn't. He got in trouble.
Well, Trump had a... do you want me to explain the tax code?
Like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, no. But, there's something called a carryover loss. And if you lose a lot of money, you can carry it forward until other years. And a lot of businesses use it to save money. And it basically, it's actually kind of bad because it allows businesses to effectively hedge their bets and be profitable even whenever they make bad decisions.
Yeah. What does hedge their bets mean?
Have a backup plan.
Okay.
Like it's cool. A safety net.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yo, I mean, what's some dumb shit on your mind right now?
I need a piece so bad.
Go ahead.
I will.
Well, we've been doing the episode for a while. I think we can call it here.
No.
Do we want to do a couple of what do you call it? A couple of reviews? Comments? Do we have any of those? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gotta make like a whole ass costume when I go home.
I'm being real, man. I was trying to get this episode of 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
Because I have nothing to do today.
Really?
I wanted to stall this out.
I got a lot to do today.
Yeah.
So
oh my God. I got nowhere to fucking be, man. Oh my God. I guess I'll go to the gym or something, I guess. You want to read one of those?
They're sitting in correct chairs. Balance has been restored. And that's from JJ Frank.
Can I break the immersion for them? So I told all of them, or I told Asma and Emmy that we should swap positions.
Yeah.
And I told them that it was going to drive the fucking comments nuts. That first episode where we swapped.
And it did. It fucked people up.
They were like, what is happening? But I have a stroke. That shit was so funny. I hope we do one episode where there's just like nothing on the set. And it's just three of us sitting in a white room. And we're all in straitjackets.
Called Jubilee?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, the straitjackets, I like that.
That's some things that I wish we would do more just deranged shit.
Yeah.
Like for 5 minutes out of nowhere, I'm completely butt-fuck naked.
Okay.
Nobody talks about it, you know? And then I just go back to normal.
Just continue everything else. Straight like up. Normal.
Yeah.
Continue conversation.
Or like somebody comes in the back, breaks that TV with a fucking sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Dude, if I had full reins on what we could do, I'd be doing crazy shit. I got
some professional wrestling coming out on them.
We should. We need to get a wrestler on this show.
Oh my God.
I saw the comments, man. They say they like the wrestling.
Yeah.
They were like, man, I love when Tectone talks about pro wrestling. It's my favorite thing.
That's all the ones I saw. They said they loved it, for sure.
You read them too?
Yeah, I did.
They didn't say that. But some of them did.
Yeah, there's like three of them.
Yeah, those three? Those are the ones that matter. Is that the only comment we have to read today?
I mean, shit. We don't have that many other ones. But yeah, guys.
I got pissed, man.
Oh, I like this.
You want the whole lore? No. I'm going to give you the whole lore. Okay. Yep, there it is.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for watching. We appreciate it. And we will see you all in the next one. All right, boys. Peace. See ya. Then you turn and you look at me. There's a little glimmer that I can see. A sparkle in your eyes. It makes me realize all we need is you and me. A light shines.
Don't forget to check out War Thunder for free on PC, PlayStation, or Xbox today. Check out our link in the description or in the pinned comment down below. New or returning players that haven't played in 6 months can grab some massive bonuses, which include the exclusive vehicle decorator, Eagle of Valor, 100,000 silver lions, and 7 days of premium account. This is a limited time offer, So make sure you act fast to get the most powerful free stuff possible. Thanks again to War Thunder for sponsoring our podcast.